Number 87. Enthusiasm. From Ralph Waldo Emerson. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek enthusiasmos, meaning possession by a god or having a god within. The Greeks actually used to believe that creativity occurred when one was possessed by a demon, spelled D-A-E-M-O-N, and not what we would think of as a demon today, but as another entity, a divinity or supernatural being of a nature between gods and humans. This from dictionary.com. So perhaps actually more like a translator between the divine and the human, for the human to be able to express something greater than themselves from somewhere other than their own thinking. And occasionally, life grants us this experience. It fills us up, pulls us out of the mundane and beyond ourselves, where enthusiasm carries us with no effort on our part. Of course, we recognize we're not being possessed by a demon. We recognize we're being given a gift of seeing more deeply into the life around us, seeing more deeply what's actually present for us in the world. We don't actually have to wait for the universe to offer us this experience. We can seek it out on our own at any time. The translation from Greek tells us it's about God, but more specifically, about finding God within. This is the work of meditation. Simply by sitting for 20 minutes to begin my day and 20 minutes toward the end of my day, grounding myself in the inner experience, then insisting that God, whatever God is, fill me up, possess me, take me to the place of pure being, of bliss itself, and allow me to begin to know myself as that place of pure being within. Then from that found experience within, to begin to look for that same experience without, in the world. When we're pulled into the stream of life and the joy of living, it's not the thing out there we feel enlivening us, but rather it's something within that has been turned on, a life force, a God force that insists we get present and offer ourselves to the moment and offer our senses to the moment, offer all of ourselves to the moment, so that we're behaving from and acting from and living from a place beyond the control of our thinking. Now, the looking for this experience of the divine outside ourselves requires a little bit of extra work on our part. There is a hypothesis in brain science that our brain works as a prediction machine, that in order to conserve energy, the brain looks at the world and predicts the reasons for the various things we're seeing, things we're hearing, things we're experiencing. These predictions, of course, are based on the history that our brain has experienced up to this point. There's an article in Quanta magazine from November 15th, 2021 by Anil Anantaswamy entitled, "To Be Energy Efficient, Brains Predict Their Perceptions." And in this article, it says, through predictive processing, the brain uses its prior knowledge of the world to make inferences or generate hypotheses about the causes of incoming sensory information. Those hypotheses, and not the sensory inputs themselves, give rise to perceptions in our mind's eye. The more ambiguous the input, the greater the reliance on prior knowledge. A little further along, it says, during the 20th century, cognitive psychologists continued to build the case that perception was a process of active construction that drew on both bottom-up sensory and top-down conceptual inputs. The effort culminated in an influential 1980 paper, Perceptions as Hypotheses, by the late Richard Langton Gregory, which argued that perceptual illusions are essentially the brain's erroneous guesses about the causes of sensory impressions. Meanwhile, computer vision scientists stumbled in their efforts to use bottom-up reconstruction to enable computers to see without an internal generative model for reference. Quote, trying to make sense of data without a generative model is doomed to failure. All one can do is make statements about patterns in data, unquote. This from Carl Friston, a computational neuroscientist at University College London. Why am I reading all this, quoting all this? Because we need to have a model of what we're looking for. If we don't build a new model within, we will never see the world out here differently than we've already seen it. What model do we build within? Well, we begin by owning the life force or the enthusiasm within ourselves. The experience of God within, if we're going to call it God, which I prefer, you can call it whatever you'd like. Universal wisdom, higher self, truth, capital T. The experience of God within is ours to accept. When I accept it within, I can stop looking for something out there to fill me up or fix me. But when I begin to build my connection to it within, from that perspective, from that grounding, I can begin to look out here with the idea that this experience of the divine also is available out there. I can begin to build a model in my mind of the world, of the universe, of my surroundings, of the people around me, that includes an experience of the divine with each moment, with each encounter. I can imagine that if there is such a thing as divine nature, and if I find it within me, and if, as the Veda tells me, that within me is a microcosm of that which is the whole, then from this place of grounded in an experience of the divine, I can look out here and assume I can find that same experience of the divine out here. Even opening myself up to having that experience enlivens my system, puts me in the direction of enthusiasm, gives me a sense of expectation that the responsibility is not all on me. Rather than having the responsibility of coming up with how to do life, how to do this project, how to interact with humans when I have a hard time interacting with humans, I can accept that my responsibility, rather than having to come up with how to do these things that might be challenging for me, my responsibility lies in opening myself up to an experience of the divine within, and then opening myself up from that inner experience to an experience of the divine without. I can simply be the interface of God within and God without. I can be the beneficiary of the movement of life from here to there and back again. The movement of love and creativity from here out to there and back again. That possibility, that potential, that sounds like the beginning of a good day. Dear God, higher power, higher self, better self, truth of what I am, life force, nature, flow of the movement of the laws of nature to an ever more evolved expression. Please work through me. Use me today in the way I am meant to be used. Enthusiastically. Allow that love within me to flow outward into the world to enliven that same love out there, so that love and love can bring the whole of my experience and the experience of those around me to a more enlivened state. Thanks for listening to Embracing Bliss. I started this podcast and the book it's based on to offer a daily reminder to myself as well as to you that we have the freedom to choose happiness. And if ever we needed happiness and freedom to choose in this world, now would be that time. So please do share it with someone you love, send it to a friend, and also please stay in touch. Links for Instagram, the book Embracing Bliss, and to sign up for my newsletter can all be found in the show notes. Until next time, have a great day.